I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, and on this week's episode, we're going climbing. Up the world's highest mountain, above sea level, to be exact. Mount Everest is plagued with supernatural phenomena, ghost sightings, and other unexplained occurrences. The mountain is like an open graveyard, with the bodies of dead climbers entombed in the ice where they fell. To date, over 200 souls have been lost to the perils of the mountain, and tales of supernatural apparitions, ghostly mountaineers, and even UFO sightings are regularly reported by Sherpas and climbers alike. Welcome back to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, and this week we're exploring the mysteries surrounding the world's tallest mountain above sea level, Mount Everest. Welcome back to another episode of Paranormal Activity. And as always, we kick things off with this week's fact or fiction. So listen out for the answer at the end of the show. Now, as we're talking about Mount Everest this week, and it's famous for being the highest mountain above sea level, but is it true that there is no life at its extreme altitude? Is this fact or fiction? Find out at the end of the show. Mount Everest, the tallest peak in the world, not only challenges climbers physically and mentally, but it's also home to a large number of unexplainable paranormal phenomena. In today's episode, we'll delve into the realm of ghostly encounters on Everest, exploring documented experiences, witness statements, and actual paranormal sightings. Through first-hand accounts, historical records, and scientific perspectives, we unravel the mysteries surrounding these spectral apparitions, examining their cultural significance and implications for our understanding of the supernatural. Mount Everest, standing at the pinnacle of the Himalayas, holds a mystique that extends far beyond its physical stature. Among climbers and locals alike, tales of ghostly encounters and inexplicable phenomena have become woven into the fabric of Everest lore. From shadowy apparitions to eerie sounds and unexplained sensations, the mountain slopes are said to be haunted by restless spirits that defy rational explanation. The history of Mount Everest is filled with accounts of paranormal encounters dating back to the early expeditions of the 20th century. Among the most famous is the tale of George Mallory and Andrew Irvine, who disappeared during their 1924 attempt to summit Everest. Despite extensive search efforts, their fate remains a mystery to this day, fueling speculation and legend surrounding their disappearance. Over the years, climbers and Sherpas have reported sightings of ghostly figures resembling Mallory and Irvine, wandering the mountain slopes as if trapped in an eternal limbo. Numerous climbers have come forward with accounts of paranormal experiences on the mountain, providing first-hand testimony to the existence of ghostly phenomena. One such witness is mountaineer David Sharp, whose tragic death on Everest in 2006 sparked both controversy and speculation. According to fellow climbers, Sharp's ghost has been sighted near the site of his death, appearing as a spectral figure wrapped in ripped clothing, silently watching over the mountain's treacherous slopes. Another compelling account comes from renowned climber Reinhold Messner, who claimed to have encountered a ghostly presence during his solo ascent of Everest in 1980. Who claimed to have encountered a ghostly presence during his solo ascent of Everest in 1980. According to Messner, he was overcome by a feeling of dread and unease as he neared the summit, sensing an unseen presence watching him from the shadows. Despite his years of experience in the mountains, Messner was unable to shake the feeling that he was not alone on Everest, leading him to speculate about the existence of supernatural forces at play. In addition to witness statements, there have been many documented sightings of ghostly apparitions on Mount Everest, adding credence to the notion that the mountain is indeed haunted. One such sighting occurred in 1975, when a team of climbers reported encountering a group of strange and unscheduled figures ascending the mountain ahead of them. According to their accounts, the ghostly climbers appeared as translucent forms gliding effortlessly through the snow and ice, oblivious to the living climbers' presence. Another chilling sighting took place in 1998 when a Sherpa guide claimed to have encountered the ghost of a fellow climber who had perished on Everest years earlier. According to the Sherpa, he was descending the mountain when he spotted a figure ahead of him, beckoning him to follow. As he drew closer, he realized with horror that the figure was none other than his deceased friend. His features twisted in a fear-filled grimace. Terrified, the Sherpa turned and fled, convinced that he had come face to face with the supernatural on Everest's unforgiving slopes. Among the many mysteries that shroud Mount Everest, perhaps none is as poignant and haunting as the legend of Green Boots. This enigmatic figure, named for the distinctive green mountaineering boots he wears, has become an enduring symbol of the perils and mysteries that lie within the world's tallest peak. The story of Green Boots begins with the tragic fate of Sir Wang Paljor, an Indian climber who perished during the infamous 1996 Mount Everest disaster. On May the 10th, 1996, a sudden blizzard swept across the mountain, trapping climbers on its unforgiving slopes. Among those caught in the storm was Paljor, and his companions sought refuge in a makeshift shelter near the summit. However, the extreme cold and exhaustion took their toll, and Paljor succumbed to hypothermia and altitude sickness. His body, clad in a distinctive pair of green boots, remained frozen in place, becoming a grim landmark for future climbers ascending the mountain's treacherous northeast ridge. In the years following Paljor's death, climbers and Sherpas reported encountering a figure resembling the fallen climber on Everest slopes. According to eyewitness accounts, the ghost of Green Boots is often sighted near the infamous Green Boots Cave, a limestone overhang where Paljor's body lies entombed. Climbers describe seeing a shadowy body being huddled in the fetal position, clad in tattered clothing and wearing the unmistakable green boots that gave him his name. The presence of Green Boots is said to cast a spell over the mountain, instilling a sense of unease and foreboding in those who encounter him. Some climbers attribute their brushes with danger and misfortune on Everest to the malevolent influence of the ghostly apparition. Others believe that Green Boots serves as a silent guardian, warning climbers of the dangers that await them on the mountain's harsh slopes. Despite his tragic demise, Green Boots has left an indelible mark on Mount Everest and the mountaineering community at large. Each year, Climbers passing by the Green Boots Cave pay their respects to the fallen climber, offering silent tributes to his memory and reflecting on the fragility of human life in the face of nature's awesome power. The legend of Green Boots stands as a testament to the enduring mysteries of Mount Everest, where the line between the living and the dead grows thin amidst the icy expanse of the world's tallest peak. Whether viewed as a cautionary tale, a supernatural enigma, or simply a poignant reminder of the human cost of adventure, Green Boots continues to haunt the slopes of Everest. His presence, a somber reminder of the perils and wonders that await those who dare to venture into the realm of the gods. So, when I look at the picture of the body of Green Boots and others that are frozen within the mountain, I am so shocked that these men and women's bodies are still there for all to see, still wearing their mountaineering gear, but lying frozen in their dying positions. It's good to see that some of the bodies have been given markers and gravestones, but sadly, others have not. Now, as you can imagine, it's just too treacherous to bring the bodies down, so they're left on Everest forever, and they've become part of the mountain and its legend. And I do remember the first time I saw these pictures of these bodies still lying there on the mountainside and climbers having to go over them, to step over them, to head towards the summit. It really had an impact on me and it really upset me. And it's like a different world. And I'm not a climber. I've done a little bit of abseiling in Wales and in my Blue Peter days, rock climbing, but I wouldn't know what that is like to actually try and get to these incredible mountains throughout the world. And people risk their lives to do it. And I think, why would you do that? And again, I'm saying that because I don't understand. They're putting their lives and the people that they're with, the Sherpas, at risk. But they do it. Is it the same as ghost hunting? That adrenaline, that, you know, the roller coaster ride, and this is absolutely terrifying. What the hell am I doing this for? But then once you've done your first ghost hunt or you've ascended your first mountain, oh my God, this is amazing. Got to do it again. I have no idea, you know, what it's like to mountaineer, but to actually die on these peaks is amazing to me. And to see those pictures was really quite distressing. And I watched quite a few documentaries on people trying to get to Everest, not just Everest, but all these amazing mountains throughout the world, and these incredibly brave people that are going up there, and some of them never returning. And their stories are really quite amazing. So if you fancy just having a look at some of these amazing documentaries and films about these incredible people and what they do and what they put themselves through, you know, please watch it. It does actually leave you breathless, but it also haunts you as well. It's what brought me to this subject, and the fact that Everest has got to be haunted. And as we've just said, you know, Sherpas, other climbers, they're all seeing these apparitions and they're feeling these sensations. I know we've had experts on the show in the past that will give a logical explanation as to why sometimes with high altitude sickness, a lot of these climbers, there's a natural phenomena that makes you feel like you're sensing someone standing behind you or watching you. But you know me, I like to err on the side of, no, it's paranormal. So what's actually happening here? Particularly on Everest, are the souls of the deceased climbers haunting Everest as a warning, like some people believe Green Boots is, or are they trapped, not able to go on to the next plane? And if so, why? Well, my guess is that many of the souls are still present on the mountain as a warning to others, like some of the Sherpas and other climbers believe that Green Boots is doing. I do know that many of the mountaineers hold the Sherpas in high regard and respect. So perhaps some of the dead climbers are staying put to guide the Sherpas out of a tragic situation. The spiritual atmosphere surrounding Everest must be, can you imagine, so charged. The mountain itself seems to have a personality of its own, doesn't it? Almost like a mighty monster that on a good day will allow climbers to get to the summit and back again unhurt, but on a bad day will whip up storms and devastation upon its victims. Residual or stone tape hauntings seem to be happening there too. Imagine seeing a group of climbers in front of you, unscheduled, as we spoke about at the top, and then realising they're not there at all. Well, they must be ghosts of a past adventure. The stone tape theory. You know, my goodness me, that stone in that mountain sucking in all the audio, the strange noises that climbers often hear. Could they be memories of past climbers screaming and crying out their last moans and cries before they pass on? All of this is so, so possible. I really feel that the mountain needs to be blessed, and the poor souls that perished also need to be blessed and moved on. And maybe the Sherpas have already done that. I would imagine that they have. I can't see them not doing that because they're very, very spiritual people. But I can't help feeling that something else is at play here. But what that is, I just don't know. What do you think? Let me know. I'd really like to know what you think is going on in Everest.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, my name is Mark Thompson, your guide aboard the Constellation Station podcast. Tune in every Monday for your weekly guide to all things going on in the skies above the UK that week. From meteor showers to comets and eclipses to supernova explosions, I will have it all. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, or wherever you get your podcasts from. But until then, let's hope for some clear skies.
It's not just ghosts that are seen, heard and felt on Everest. There's plenty of weird and wonderful UFO sightings seen in the vicinity. I mean, this is insane. UFO sightings on Mount Everest apparently date back several decades, with the earliest documented accounts emerging in the mid-20th century. Climbers and Sherpas have reported seeing strange lights and objects in the sky, often described as disc-shaped or cigar-shaped craft hovering above the mountain's peak. Now, these sightings have occurred during both daytime and nighttime hours, with witnesses describing the objects as moving silently and swiftly through the air before disappearing without a trace. Numerous climbers have come forward with eyewitness accounts of sightings on the mountain, providing detailed description of their encounters. According to a Sherpa, the object emitted a soft, pulsating light and remained stationary in the sky for several minutes before disappearing into the darkness. Now, this account was corroborated by several other climbers in his expedition, adding, of course, credibility to the sighting and sparking speculation about the presence of extraterrestrial visitors on Everest slopes. One theory attempting to explain these phenomena suggests that the UFO sightings on Mount Everest may be linked to military or experimental aircraft testing. Possible, absolutely possible. The Himalayan region has historically been a hotspot for military activity, and geopolitical tensions with neighbouring countries engaging in surveillance and reconnaissance missions near the mountains' borders also adds to the theory that perhaps it's not alien. It is possible that some of the UFO sightings reported by climbers and locals are the result of secret military operations or classified aircraft flying at high altitudes. However, this theory fails to account for the consistent reports of UFO sightings on Everest spanning several decades, suggesting that other factors may be at play. I'd love to know, actually, if there are historical records of these UFO sightings on and around Mount Everest, when the earliest one was, because that would really help to understand about technology. Because if we are doing reverse engineering and so on after, say, the 1940s and 50s, that would sort of, really pique my interest then. Because, you know, we weren't that technically advanced at that stage. We were sort of trying to get to grips with everything about flight and so on, you know, after the war. And so this is really interesting to me. So, I mean, there are pictures and paintings, aren't there, dating hundreds of years back where you can actually see UFOs above mountains and so on. I'd love to find out when the earliest one was painted or described or drawn in or around Mount Everest. While sceptics may dismiss the sightings as mere illusions or misinterpretations, the consistency and credibility of eyewitness accounts lends credence to the possibility that something unusual is happening on Everest slopes. If indeed the UFO sightings are genuine, they could have profound implications for our understanding of the universe and humanity's place within it. The prospect of extraterrestrial visitors exploring the Earth's most remote and inaccessible regions challenges conventional notions of space exploration and raises the tantalizing possibility, oh how exciting, of contact with intelligent life beyond our planet. Mount Everest remains a beacon of human achievement and exploration, yet it's also a place of mystery and intrigue, where the veil between the natural and supernatural realms grow thin. Through documented experiences, witness statements, and actual paranormal sightings, we have glimpsed the enigmatic world of ghostly encounters on Everest, where spectral figures roam the mountain slopes and unseen forces exert their influence. Whether these phenomena are the project of physiological factors or psychological projection or something beyond our current understanding, they continue to captivate and unsettle those who dare to venture into Everest domain. In the end, we may never find the truth, and perhaps it is the unknowable nature of the mountain that draws us, beckons us to explore its depths and uncover the secrets that lie hidden among its icy peaks. So if you are considering going to scale Everest, not only have you got to watch out for your life, oh my goodness me, it'd be incredibly brave, but you've also got to watch out for ghosts and UFOs. Now, let's get the answer to this week's fact or fiction. And to remind you, it was, as we were talking about Mount Everest this week, and it's famous for being the highest mountain above sea level, but is it true that there's no life at its extreme altitude? So what do you think? Well, the answer is, I would have said fact, but it's fiction. Fiction, there you go. The Himalayan jumping spider, even the word makes me go, blah, blah, blah. It lives at an altitude of 6,700 metres, that's 21,981 feet. There is no other living thing on Earth that has settled so high. I'm not surprised. Spiders, they come from a different realm, don't they? In 1924, naturalist Richard Hingston observed these spiders. Wow, he's keen. So there you go. Jumping spiders live in that extreme altitude. Well, there you go. So get in touch with me and share your stories. Here's the address to send your story to or experience. It's paranormalactivitypod@gmail.com. And I am on WhatsApp and I love hearing your voices. So please send your experiences, your stories or even questions into this number, 075-999-27537. And we are on Instagram and we'll share any photographs that I'm talking about on the show. And the handle is @paranormalactivitypod. Stay up to date with the newest episodes by giving me a follow, and I'll be back again same time next week. But if you can't wait until then, visit www.paranormalpod.co.uk, or you can search Paranormal Activity on Acast Plus, where you can find options to get extra content and episodes a day early. Have a great week. Stay safe, my friend. And remember, things aren't always as they seem. Spiders.
's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.